listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Psalm 1, verse 2, and it's a beautiful verse to think about. Here we go. Ready? It says this. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Psalm 1 is a beautiful contrast between the way of the righteous and the way of the ungodly. It begins by telling us what the righteous man does not do. He does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. He does not stand in the path of sinners, and he does not sit in the seat of the scornful. That's all found in verse 1 of Psalm 1. Then in verse 2, the psalmist tells us what the righteous man does in fact do. First, his delight is in the law of the Lord. Throughout the Psalms, the phrase, the law of the Lord, is used to describe God's entire word. Not only the law portion of the first five books of the Bible, but the entire word of God. The righteous man is delighted with the word of God. His delight is in the law of the Lord. It's fair to ask the question, what makes you happy? What gets you excited? This is a good way to see what is important to you. If personal pleasure is the only thing that makes you happy, then it would seem to mean that a selfish, self-centered person lives in your body. If being with your family or friends delights you, that's far better. But it is still not yet complete. The righteous man or woman loves the good things God blesses us with in this world, including family and friends. But it also finds that his delight is in the law of the Lord. Do you remember that man, Martin Luther? Martin Luther delighted in the Bible. He even said that he could not live in paradise without the Word of God, but he could live well enough in hell with the Bible. If a person delights in something, you don't have to beg them to do it or to like it. No one has to beg me to eat ice cream. I can do that just fine on my own. In the same pattern, you can measure your delight for the Word of God by how much you hunger for it. Now, the delight is also shown in a second way. It says, in his law he meditates day and night. The righteous man ponders the Word of God. He doesn't just hear it and forget it. He thinks about it. Christians should meditate on God's Word. In Eastern meditation, the goal is to empty the mind. This is dangerous because an empty mind may present an open invitation to deception or even a demonic spirit. But in Christian meditation, the goal is to fill your mind with the Word of God. This can be done by carefully thinking about each word and phrase and by applying it to oneself and praying Bible-soaked prayers back to the Lord. Many people live poor spiritual lives because they only read and do not meditate on what God says in the Bible. Charles Spurgeon, that great preacher of Victorian England, put the matter into good words. He said, "It is not only reading that does us good, but the soul inwardly feeding on it and digesting it." That's very true. Finally, we see that the righteous man only has God's word on his mind two times a day. What are the two times? Daytime and nighttime. Day and night. That about covers it all. Now, the next verse of Psalm 1, that's Psalm 1 verse 3, it tells of the wonderful blessing that God has for that one who meets him in his word like this. You want that kind of blessing in your life. You need that kind of blessing. So find it by delighting in God's word, the Bible, and by filling your mind with the truth of the Bible and feeding upon it. Blessing belongs to those kind of people, and that's what you can be today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.